Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The Texas National Guard has said it will not provide benefits for same-sex couples, despite a Pentagon directive requiring the military to treat all marriages equally. Major General John Nichols, the commanding general of the Texas Military Forces, said the state's family code conflicts with the Defense Department's policy, which Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced in August. Now, a coalition of Texas state representatives are demanding answers from General Nichols about that decision. San Antonio State Representative Mike Villarreal has signed a letter along with 15 other state reps directed to General Nichols, and State Representative Mike Villarreal joins us now on the line. Mike, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
So tell me about the decision to send this letter to General Nichols.
Well, it was an easy decision for me. I think this comes down to supporting and respecting our military families. Texans have a long tradition of supporting the troops and their families, and we should not break from that long tradition. Here's what it comes down to. If a member of the state National Guard has entered into a same-sex civil union or marriage in a state that recognizes such unions, then the Defense Department is recognizing that union and extending the benefits that are given to heterosexual couples to homosexual couples. This is a new policy, of course, because of the Supreme Court decision. We want to make sure that this policy is extended to our Texas military forces here in Texas. We think that they should not be treated any differently just because they're in Texas. In fact, we know that 17 other states with laws similar to ours have extended these benefits. If places like Alabama, Kansas, and South Carolina can provide equal treatment to all of their military families, even though they too have prohibitions on same-sex civil unions and marriages, then Texas should find a way to do it also.
Now, State Senator Leticia Vanaput did not sign the letter, and she has issued a comment about the situation, and we're going to hear that comment right now.
Now, I, for one, did not agree with it and voted against it, but it is in our Constitution, and until we get a clarification, I think that it's prudent for General Nichols to get that opinion from the Attorney General's office.
So State Senator Leticia Vanaput is talking about how General Nichols is asking the AG's office, Greg Abbott, to take a look at this and see if he can come up with a better solution. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to recognize the U.S. Constitution is the law of the land. It supersedes our state constitution, and our state constitution has unfortunately, a history of having some unconstitutional provisions included in it and that have been struck down over the years. And so let's not lose sight of that piece. It is perfectly fine for the Major General to turn to the AG's office to seek clarification. This is a new policy. This is a new law, and it is perfectly fine to get some direction. However, I think a good general rule of thumb in complicated situations like this is to do the right thing. And in this specific situation, that means respecting our military families and not trying to put in place artificial barriers that prevent equal treatment under the law. Here is exactly what the commander is trying to get clarification on. He is asking the AG's office if it is okay to require that military families all go to one federal base or a limited number of federal bases to have their benefits processed. So he is not saying he's going to deny their benefits. Let me give you an example of a basic benefit. An ID card should be given to all family members so they can have access to the base and its facilities. What he is proposing to do and seeking guidance on is, instead of just issue that benefit to the families, he's going to require them to travel across the state to go to one military base to be processed. And so our feeling is, let's not create extra hoops for these military families. After all, these are individuals who are our military force. that is on call. Anytime the president or the governor wants to call them up in case of an emergency, in case our country gets attacked or there's some natural disaster, they can immediately be called up and be required to leave their jobs, leave their families, leave their communities to protect us. Let's pay them some respect and not create artificial hurdles for them to access these.
So in addition to you asking the general to reconsider his decision, you also in the letter are asking for copies of communications from the general that may exist with the governor, Rick Perry, about how the decision came about, right?
That's correct. We recognize that for some factions in state government, this is a purely a political issue intended to divide our state and rally Republican primary voters who are very conservative. And we think that that kind of gamesmanship should not be taking place, particularly when it comes to our troops.
But we don't know that Governor Perry had any communication with General Nichols prior to achieving this decision.
No, but as members of the legislature, part of our duty is administrative oversight, and we want to make sure that political games aren't being played at the expense of our military families.
Do you think this could have long-term and deep consequences for Texas if our military won't follow the directives of the Pentagon, that it could impact things like BRAC, Base Realignment Commission, and the way that forces are deployed here in Texas?
I think this is harmful to the reputation of Texas. Our country has come a long way. Our society has come a long way. Science has come a long way to help us understand that being gay is not a choice. It is genetic, and we need to treat people equally. And whenever Texas is in the news for having backwards-looking policy that harms basic human rights, that's not good for this state on any level, whether it's federal military-based decisions or decisions made by Fortune 500 companies on where to locate, or highly educated, creative people who want to find a place to live and raise a family. We should not be making decisions that support a stereotype.
So if we do not have General Nichols does not change the decision, do you think that Barack Obama, the president, I mean, he could just federalize the troops with an order and change the leadership just like that? Do you think he should do that?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on this decision already. And no matter what our state constitution says, we live under the U.S. Constitution. We all take an oath to abide by it.
All right. State Representative Mike Villarreal of San Antonio, thank you so much for joining us, talking about the order from General Nichols saying that the Texas National Guard will not follow the directive from the Pentagon recognizing same-sex marriages with equal benefits as opposite-gender marriages. We're going to continue The Source after this break. We're going to be talking about Syria and President Barack Obama's speech tonight and what the vote from our congressmen should be. Stay tuned.